Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah for another opportunity to come worship. Praise God. Thank you for a new opportunity. Hallelujah to your name. Praise his holy name. Amen. Thank God for everything that he's doing.
Welcome to Empowering Believers with DeWarren Gibson, lead pastor of the Word of Life Christian Ministries. Get ready for strong Bible-based teaching, as it is our goal to empower believers for an enriched and abundant life. Feel free to visit us on our website at www.wolcm.org. Now let's listen to Pastor DeWarren Gibson as he brings us the Word of God.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. I'm so happy to be here another Sunday, and I thank God for you. Every Sunday, I want to just always say, I am so amazed for your support. I am so grateful and thankful for your prayers for me and the ministry and my family, and we're praying for you. And also, thank you for sticking with us throughout this journey that we've been on throughout the past 3 weeks. This is our final week of the Wilderness Exit Strategy. And today we'll be talking about demonstration. And I always like to leave our worship service, amen, with our impact prayer. And today we have a special guest with us as we do. I'm asking all of my family members, fans, Word of Life, everyone else, that we'll lead off with our impact prayer. And so I thank God for that. And we're awesome for an awesome opportunity. I thank God that he'll continue to use us, amen, to not only worship him and scream our convictions, but also continue to edify you with the word of God. So I'm excited today. I'm happy today that we're alive. We're blessed. Amen. I don't care what you're going through. Somebody say, how you doing? They say, I am blessed. And it's an honor to be blessed, to be in the land of the living. So let's have, amen, Lady Erica Gibson to give us the impact prayer.
Heavenly Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we acknowledge you as our creator and sustainer of life. Therefore, we approach your throne with grace and mercy, with a renewed hope and confidence that you will hear and answer our prayer according to your riches and glory in heaven. Lord, come into our hearts, transform our mind, and change our ways. Impact our lives with your holy word. Impact us with your Holy Spirit. Impact us with your power and presence. Impact us, Father, for enriched and abundant life now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Giving God, come on, give God praise for that prayer. I am excited. I am overjoyed today. And we got some amazing announcements after service. Amen. A few meeting after the word of God. But let's journey right into the word for those who have been with us and those who just now joined with us. Amen. We have been on this journey, amen, learning the keys, learning the wisdoms that Jesus has shown us after he was baptized and going into the wilderness. And today, part four is demonstration. Amen. Prior week, we started off, amen, the prior weeks, we started off with Jesus' preparation into the wilderness. And then after that, we went forth and talked about the following week, the separation that Jesus had to go through, the process of separation. And then also we talked about last week the revelation, amen, that we receive of Jesus Christ in the wilderness, amen, and the revelation that we receive, amen, when God allow us, amen, to go through the process of preparation and separation. And but today we'll be sharing, amen, the last part of this series, amen, demonstration, amen. God, Jesus didn't go through the wilderness, all through the wilderness just for a show or just go through the process, but he went through for the process, amen, to show how the Holy Spirit was on his life. And as he started his ministry, as he kicked off his ministry, he demonstrated the power of God on his life. And that's how we have to be as empowered believers, amen, demonstrating the power of God on our life. I believe that God has his hand on you in spite of what we've been going through, in spite of what you've been challenged with. But God is going to demonstrate to your haters. God is going to demonstrate to the naysayers. God is going to demonstrate to you that he has his hand on you. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify your holy name for what you're doing in our lives. Continue to use us and oh God, and talk to us. Open our minds to your holy word. Open our hearts to your holy word. Speak now, God. God, we need a touch from you through your holy word. Speak to us now, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank God. And amen. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to Luke chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Luke chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Praise his holy name. Luke chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Again, feel free to go to our Facebook page, amen, and watch the first four parts, first three parts of this series, amen, or go to our YouTube channel, Word of Life Christian Ministries, or our webpage at WLCM.org. And as you've probably been following along, for those, thank you. We've been sharing from Luke chapter 4, starting in verse 1 and 2, when Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit led him into the desert. He was there for 40 days, and after he was fasted for 40 days, he hungered, and then he went through a series of tests that the devil came, amen, and tried to test him and tempt him, amen. And then after that, we read here in Luke chapter 4, verse 14, the power of God is demonstrated on Jesus' life. And so if you have your Bibles, if you have your smartphone, you have your Kindle, amen, you have your tablet, your Android app with the Bible, won't you turn with me to the new NIV version, New International Version, amen. You have it. If not, it's Luke. That's in the New Testament, amen. If not, we have it for you on the screen so you don't have to struggle to get to it. Praise his holy name. Listen to the word of God as I read to you Luke chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Jesus returned to Galilee and the power of the Spirit, and news about him, Jesus, spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. Amen. I read to you Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 15. It's amazing, and that as we read the word of God, is how some things come to you, but I was perusing through my life, and one of the amazing things I witnessed during this year, particularly in the year 2020, is the cry for justice and peace. In this cry, we have witnessed the power of demonstration of action and resolve. After being misused, mistreated, counted out for a long time, people are fed up, and they're demonstrating the power to hold those accountable to take action. Yeah, yeah. And we see through the marches and so forth, the protests, it's amazing the fact that they're demonstrating that when we come together, amen, things will change. We all heard the phrase, talk is cheap. I believe in the body of Christ, We have been talking, we've been preaching, we've been teaching, we've been crying out to God. But it's time for us now, in a time of this, a time like this, it's time for us as believers, as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, as disciples of Jesus Christ, to demonstrate God's power in our lives. Amen. So it's talk is teeth, time out for talking, but it's time for us to pull up our big boy pants and demonstrate the power of God. We're living in a time where this generation has grown up where everything is visual. And I thank God that you're watching me now, or those who are on our Facebook page or YouTube or WLCM.org, you're able to see me. And for those on our lifeline, thank God that you can hear me. But this generation has grown up on everything that's visual, from high-definition TVs, for retina screens on tablets and phones, graphics and illustration of animation on video and everywhere else. We see this display everything that's visual. They are living in a time where they can see everything with a click or a swipe. Yeah. So everything is visual. So God clearly understands that we live in this show me time. Yeah, this show me time, that's what I call it. And that's what this generation is saying today, is that time out for just talking, but show me your love, show me the power of God. I don't know about you, but I thank God that he's lining up his saints, he's lining up the church, the body of Christ, position us, amen, at a perfect time, and the perfect moment is this, that we can take on the mantle, amen, of our patriarchs to demonstrate the power of God. Yeah. It's one thing to say that I love God, but it's another thing to follow his commandments, demonstration. It's one thing to say, baby, I love you, but it's another thing to be committed, demonstration. It's one thing to say, I have your back, but it's another thing to be present in a time of need, demonstration. All I'm trying to say is that in this show me situation, in this show me time, in this show me world, we got to show up and demonstrate the love, the power, the anointing, and the authority of God. I dare you to say that with me. I have the love of God. I have the power of God. I have the anointing of God, and I have the authority of God. Throughout this series, the Wilderness Exit Strategy, Jesus showed us that we need preparation, the process, we have to go through the process of separation, we have to obtain revelation, even in the midst of this pandemic, as I call the wilderness experience. Now, the Holy Spirit did not take Jesus off scene, off the grid, just because. The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness with a purpose and an intent to demonstrate his power on Jesus' life after the wilderness experience, after the storm, after a period of trying and testing. I just want to encourage you today to let you know, hold on. God is about to demonstrate his supernatural ability to bless you beyond your imagination. Hallelujah. Let me say that again if you didn't catch it. I just dispatched a blessing. But I want to encourage you on today that God is about to demonstrate his supernatural ability to bless you beyond your imagination. What eyes haven't seen, what ears haven't heard. They have seen nothing like this in Israel. That's what scripture tells us. And he's about to knock the socks off of your feet. But you got to trust God to allow him to demonstrate his power through you. If you're going through a wilderness, listen, you're not just going through it, but you're going through your wilderness for a reason. But the good news is that you're going to come out of this wilderness experience, this pandemic episode, stronger, better, anointed with power and authority. Hallelujah. Here's the situation in the text. Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, and after the public announcement from God, "This is my son whom I'm well pleased." The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness, but while in the wilderness, the devil, and I mean the evil one, led Jesus to various places trying to tempt him. The devil thought he had Jesus in the corner. The devil thought that he had the upper hand on Jesus. Listen, Jesus was in the wilderness separation all alone. But the devil didn't realize that Jesus was focused on his mission. Jesus was about his Father's business. Jesus didn't have any diversion. He didn't have any distractions. He didn't have any disruptions. And sometimes God will get you in the wilderness so he can get your attention, so you can focus on him alone. Because when you focus on God, and when you focus on God alone, place your mind on things above, God will fight your battles. While you're focused on him, he will take care all your enemies. He'll take care of all of your debt. He'll take care of all those things, but just trust in him. Put your hand in his hand and allow God to take care of you. Amen. Jesus said, when the devil is trying to tempt him, "I'm not having it. I'm not going to fold. Mm-mm. Although I'm hungry, I'm in a dry place, I'm separated from my people, I'm not going to give in." Perhaps when Jesus was hungry after the 40 days and after, before the moment he was tempted by the devil, scripture said he was hungry. And perhaps the devil creeped in and saw this is a moment of opportunity. And the devil offered Jesus some food because he couldn't find nothing to eat after his fast. However, I love how the Holy Spirit revealed this to me. However, Jesus didn't let his fleshly desires overcome his spiritual commitment. Let me say that again. In your wilderness to show the demonstration of God, God's going to allow you to overcome your sin. And so those things that your flesh hunger for, those things that you desire that with us human nature that we desire those things that's unlike God, because we are in an imperfect world. But God is going to give you anointed to overcome those fleshly desires, those sinful desires, amen, so that you can be spiritually committed to him. And that's the power of God. That's the demonstration of God when you can overcome sin. Hallelujah. You can simply demonstrate the power of God by not giving into the things that will compromise your spiritual commitment with Jesus. Amen. Let me say that again. You can simply demonstrate, Erica, that bacon. You can simply demonstrate the power of God by not giving into the things that will compromise your spiritual commitment with Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you to say that I'm committed. I'm committed. Go ahead and post, amen, I'm committed. Just shout wherever you might be that I am committed. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Because Jesus didn't give up or give in to the devil, the text says, this is where we park in Luke chapter 4, verse 14, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. And the news about him spread through the whole countryside. Yeah, yeah. Listen, when we return back to the new norm, because the old norm is gone, that we used to do in 2019, in the first quarter of 2020, That's the old norm. But when we return to a new norm, hallelujah, you're going to return with the power of God on your life. I just feel like preaching this morning. But that's how Jesus was showing us, is that when he returned back to Galilee, he had the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, here's the complication I have in the text. It's interesting that this great physician Luke will record that news about Jesus spread throughout the whole countryside. And why is that interesting, DeWarren? Because Jesus was popular after John the Baptist spread the good news about the one who will come to baptize in the Spirit and in fire. Jesus received notable acclaim from the crowd, amen, when he received sponsorship from God, his heavenly Father, that this is my Son, whom I'm well pleased. But look, the text says that the news about Jesus spread throughout the whole countryside. And I find that striking because he was already popular when he got baptized. And then he got even more popular, shucks, when the Holy Spirit was on him. Listen, when we demonstrate the power of God, church, there's no need for a marketing team. When we believers of God demonstrate the power of God, there's no need for a fan base. Because God, the Holy Spirit, would do the promoting. Hallelujah. There's no need to promote your ministry, yourself on social media, because the Holy Spirit will let the news get out. And listen, you ought to share your testimony when God demonstrates his love in your life. That's all you need to do. God woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. He clothed me in my right mind. All you got to do is just testify the goodness of Jesus and what he demonstrated, his love. Amen. The word would get out that there's a man from Galilee. If you are in sin, he will set you free. Hallelujah. I wish I could turn back the hand of time and know what I know now. You probably be in that same boat, that if you know what you know now, you wish you could have turned back the hand of time, Mother Gibson. At the beginning of my ministry, I would have embraced the period of preparation and deal with the separation, isolation of my calling, because I would have received the revelation about God's demonstration of power in my life. I just didn't understand that. And perhaps God has a calling on you. God has set you aside for his purpose and for his ministry. And listen, I want to tell you that you ought to embrace this moment of your wilderness, because God is about to demonstrate, amen, his power in your life. So if you're going through right now, God is setting you up for a testimony. God is setting you up for a breakthrough. God is setting you up for a blessing. You just got to hold on. Amen. Check this out. In the text, Luke chapter 4, verse 15. On Sunday, on the Sabbath. Amen. I know that could be an argument there, you theologians. Jesus went into the synagogue, and it was his custom. That's what the text said. It was his custom. Listen, Jesus went to church on a regular basis. Hallelujah. He stood up and he demonstrated in church the power of God through the word of God. And only thing Jesus did, he took the text, hallelujah, and he read Luke, in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, and you can find this in Isaiah, verse 61 and 2. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he anointed me to preach the good news." I dare you to underline anointing in your Bible. "He sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and to recover the sight for the blind, to release the oppressed and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Listen, the solution to get out of your wilderness is greater anointing. Yeah, yeah. That's why when you go through, hallelujah, my cousin Lil Karen used to sing the song, amen. What was it, Erica? When the greater anointing, when you get pressed, that anointing come out, amen. Amen. So when you go through hard times, when you go through your challenge, when you go through your wilderness, all that Jesus is doing, he's just working you, he's pressing you so you can have greater anointing. Check this out in my closing. After the wilderness, after your preparation, after your separation of receiving revelation, you'll see God's demonstration of power, love, and favor on your life. After Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness, text says that he returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. After your wilderness experience, God is going to take you to the next level. I believe, and I declare this over your life. I don't care what the news says of a rebound of the coronavirus. I don't care what the scientist says that another wave, amen, of COVID-19 is coming. But I disperse this in the airways right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In 40 days, you're going to have greater anointing. In 40 days, chains are going to be broken. In 40 days, the sight is going to recover their sight. The blind is going to recover their sight. In 40 days, you're going to have more healing, more wholeness, hallelujah, more joy in your life, hallelujah. I declare right now in the name of Jesus that you will be released from any oppressed situation. Those who are working in minimum wage and workplaces that you don't want to be there. In the next 40 days, God is going to promote you to a new job. In the next 40 days, if you've been looking for a job and you haven't found one, you keep on going through your wilderness and filling out the application. When you want to give up, fill out one more application, because in the next 40 days, God is going to give you a job. God is going to give you a new thing in your life. In the next 40 days, I dare you say 40 days, 40 days. You just got to believe it. You got to receive it. You got to share it. And you got to know in the next 40 days, God is going to demonstrate his power in your life. God is going to demonstrate that in spite of this year, he's going to have the Lord's favor on your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank God that somebody got to say next level. I just wish I was in the church house to hear you say next level. Next level. I don't care what is happening, but you got to have the faith that God is about to demonstrate his power in my life. God is about to fulfill his will and his purpose in his church. If you believe it, I dare you to say, I believe, I believe, I believe. Now, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. Listen, I got to close. I'm over time. For 40 years, the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, but God provided for them. Shucks. Look, their shoes didn't wear out. They had food in the morning. I don't care about what you're going through. God will provide. Amen. Hallelujah. And then after their wilderness, God gave them a land flowing with milk and honey. Shucks. God gave them and made them the head and not the tail. God blessed their coming and their going. Hallelujah. Listen, God has a blessing with your name on it. I declare and decree it in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, there's greater anointing after this wilderness experience. There's greater power after this wilderness experience. There's greater revelation after this wilderness experience. You just have to believe it in the mighty name of Jesus that there's greater for you. And God is going to demonstrate his love because he loves you. Yes, he does. And if you believe that God loves you, allow him to demonstrate his love. Listen, for those who don't believe, for those who don't have a church home, for those who strayed away, those who've been tied in the wilderness that want to recommit themselves, I declare right now, God has already 2,000 years ago demonstrated his love for you. How he do it? How he did it? He did it simply as this. He sent his only begotten son. If you believe, amen, you shall be saved. Amen. His desire, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I believe this is an opportunity to allow God demonstrate in your life, to commit your life to Jesus Christ by reciting this prayer with me. Amen. And this prayer simply goes as this. Amen. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Free me and fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for loving me to new life. My future is secure in you because I am a child of God. In Jesus' name, God is going to demonstrate his love in your life. All you have to do, amen, get connected to a local believing Bible church, amen, that's demonstrating the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen, through the holy word that God has given us. But simply, you don't want to wait till tomorrow. You don't want to wait till after this broadcast is over. Go to our website at WLCM.org, click commit, or you can call our lifeline at 1-866-467-1391 and press 5 and press number 1. Leave a voice message and say, I commit. Leave your name. Leave a number. We will call you immediately. Amen. Have a prayer with you and give you next steps. Recommend a local church that you can go to. Amen. All we want to do is that you allow God to continue to demonstrate his love and power in your life. Listen, we all go through our wilderness experience. We all go through our challenges. But listen, it's better to go through a wilderness and our challenges with Jesus on our side. Let Jesus be on your side. Amen. I got time. We got a couple of more minutes. Go to our website. I dare you, for those who are on Facebook, just tag, say, I'm already a child of God, or I commit. Amen. For those who might listen to this later, go ahead and post. Go ahead and call us. Let us hear you. But we just want you secure in Jesus Christ. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I got a couple of ministry announcements. Amen. That I would like to share. Amen. Thank you for those who have been joining with us. This is the part 4. Amen. And our final part of this series, the Wilderness Exit Strategy Demonstration. Praise his holy name. Demonstration. So, but today, I wanted to share with you, amen. Number one is that as kids going back to school, some people are going back to work. I pray that God be with you. I pray that God cover you. Amen. And then we, as our ministry, amen, God led me, and I've been studying, and he gave me 40 scriptures of healing. Now, I didn't make this up. It's all in the word. You can follow along with me. But I need you for the next 40 days to join with me at 9 o'clock p.m. on our lifeline, 1-866-467-1391, and press 5. Amen. We'll continue to post this, but in the next 40 days, we will be sharing a healing scripture and have a brief moment of prayer. And that's all you have to do. At 9 o'clock, you all should be ready to go to bed anyway. You know where to go. Ain't nowhere to hang out. Amen. But this is a moment for you just to hop on real quickly. Turn off the tube. Listen, when Jesus was in the wilderness, he had no deviations from God's plan. He had no distractions. He had no disruptions. So from 9 o'clock to 9:15, that's all I'm asking, 15 minutes. And we'll be 8 minutes of that 15 minutes time, just allow people to get in, read the scripture, and have a brief moment of prayer for the next 40 days. Amen. Let me share with you the next 40 days at 9 p.m. Amen. We're praying, hallelujah, for Sister Rhonda Banks. We're praying, amen, for Coach, amen, Lattimore. Praise his holy name. We're praying for Sister Carla Smith. And we're calling up all other names. And we're asking for prayer warriors and the body of Christ to join us or even say a prayer with us. But listen, you can interact. This is not going to be no Facebook Live. This is not going to be no social media. Listen, we want to do these next 40 days because after these 40 days, I believe, amen, reading these 40 healing scriptures, God is going to demonstrate, amen, his love. Even before the 40 days is up, I believe that people who's on COVID is going to be healed. I believe that those who are on the, amen, in the hospitals that need help, that need, amen, assistance, amen, that need health care, God is going to turn that situation around for you. So for the next 40 days, let me say it again, for the next 40 days, this is starting tomorrow. Listen, this is starting tomorrow. This is starting tomorrow. The next 40 days, amen, at 9 o'clock, I don't care where I might be, I'm going to make sure I dial on this 1-866-467-1391. I know that some of you all got parties going on Saturday night. Go in the bathroom, step out of that club, dial this lifeline, 1-866, say, I got to hear this prayer. I got family members, I got loved ones, I got friends, I got coworkers that need to hear this scripture that Jesus is sharing for the next 40 days. These are scriptures that's in the Old Testament and the New Testament, culminated in this period that we will be sharing. Listen, for 15 minutes, I just need your attention for 15 minutes. And out of that 15 minutes, it is time for us to gather, read the scripture, and listen, we will end within that 15 minutes. That's enough time. Listen, commercials, the TV episodes that y'all watch on TV, half of that, the 30-minute episode, half of that is commercials anyway. Amen. You watch 15 minutes watching somebody trying to sell you something. And I ain't trying to sell you nothing. I'm trying to give you God's love and let God demonstrate to you. So park 15 minutes of that time. Praise his holy name. And then also I want to share with you, amen, and then not only the next 40 days, next week I am so excited. I'll share more of his bio. I have my dear friend, the bishop, as I call him. He is Bishop Michael Johnson. Amen. You are in treat from a powerful word. It's awesome that he will come. I marvel at it. Listen, he's at a prestigious university, amen. I don't know if it was Harvard, amen, where he has taught. But I am so honored that my friend's going to come and speak, amen, and share a word with us next Sunday. And so you got to join in, amen, and show some love to my friend, amen. It's good to have friends, amen. But this is my friend that's come to share with all of us what God, amen, has shared on his heart for the Word of Life Christian Ministries, for our friends, for our partners, amen, for all our loved ones, amen. So that's next Sunday at 11:30. I'm going to be here. Will you meet me here? Amen, at 11:30. And then I got one more announcement, and then I'll let you go to Bible study. Praise his holy name. We're going back to Bible study on Tuesdays, starting September 8th at 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Now, there's a new way we're doing this. On September 8th, I want you all to join us. We're going to be doing like a small group session, and we're going to use WordGo app. So if you got an iPhone, you got a tablet, you got Kindle, and millions of us got multiple devices, but if you got one of those devices, we're going to install and download WordGo, and we're going to be using WordGo as our Bible study small group app. Amen. And listen, we all going to learn together. We're going to grow together. And we're going to be filled with the Word of God together. Amen. And we're going to do this on Tuesdays at 7:30 to 8 o'clock. And this is starting September 8th. So now you got time, amen, to increase your bandwidth on your iPhone or your Android, your T-Mobile or your And they no longer Sprint anymore. Amen. Your AT&T. Amen. Increase your minutes because we're going to use at least 30 minutes of that. Amen. So thank you for joining in with me. I'm sorry for being a little longer today. I'd like to end at noon, but I have the special announcement that I'm looking for you to join with me. Again, thank you. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God watch over you. Again, thank you for tuning with me. And I pray that God will continue to show his love, demonstrate his power, authority, and anointing in your life. Go in peace, and I love you, and I'm always praying for you. God bless you. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah to his name.